I'm just going to switch. I'm just going to say that I'm Marsha Amani, and I'm here with the Theobald sisters. Is that correct in saying that?
No, the Kibbe sisters, because I'm Theobald, Ivy is James. She married Bryn James.
I go second marriage, and James is the second one.
Okay.
They would know us as the Kibbe sisters, wouldn't they?
Oh, by all accounts, we're the... according to my son and one thing and another, and Terry and one thing and another, I think we must be the oldest people in the village.
Really?
That's what they keep saying. And we can't be far out, can we?
So, Ivy. 94. So, you're 94, Ivy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your Christian name again?
Iris.
Iris. So, Ivy, Iris. How lovely. What's your date of birth?
I'll be 85 now in May.
Oh, in May. Okay.
Oh, 85 or 6?
Yeah.
86. Yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yeah, 86.
And you had, there were 5 daughters.
Yeah.
So there was, Ivy and Iris, and then we've got Olive.
May. And Rose.
I'm the middle one myself.
You're the middle one. You're the middle one.
But, the one that was different altogether in any case. They always said I was the milkman or the baker or the baker or somebody. Because I always had golden blonde curly hair, where these all had mousy hair with a fringe.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, with a fringe.
Curls.
One day.
Yeah.
That I was always different.
Yeah.
That I'd always be clean and tidy for a start.
Yeah.
Where somebody else, like my other sister, May, she would get a frock dirty in a day, as the saying is. Mm. Well, mine could be there all the week and still be clean.
She was too fussy. Always.
And always kept my tidy. I always did my hair.
Well, always immaculate.
Yeah.
Your hair and your bloody nails when I was a kid, this is now, because she's that much older than me, you know. She used to sit there in the house with her hands like this. Her hair wouldn't be a speck out of place, and her hands would be like that with all her painted nails. And
so was your mother like that?
Oh,
Yes. I think I follow Mum a lot for the simple reason, as I said, she, although she had 5 children, that she was still, you know, kept herself.
Yes, and young.
Yeah.
She was to go to Caldecott and have her perms, where they used to hang them up to the, up in the air.
That was my first perm.
Put them up in the air.
That was my first perm when I went and had mine done, was hanging up in the air like this on things.
And then she had, then Mum had water waves. We were talking about this the other week, weren't we?
Yeah.
And then water waves. At,
what's water waves?
But Mum was always dressed nice, wasn't she? And,
always.
She had beautiful skin.
Did she?
Beautiful. Yeah. She never had a wrinkle.
Water waves
is she was 98 when she died. She never had a wrinkle.
You know, you press the waves in and put clippers in it. And But she always kept herself. Really, you know, quite good.
Tidy, Mum wasn't she?
Where was she? What was her name?
Fanny.
Oh, hi. Oh, proper old-fashioned name.
Oh my goodness. Where was she from?
Caldecott.
She's from Caldecott.
Old Caldecott family. Yes.
I was the first one born down here.
Really?
The two oldest ones was at Sabrook. Sabrook, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that because your father was working at Sabrook?
Well, living.
My granddad.
Yeah.
They lived in Worcester, but he come down to work on the tunnel.
Oh.
See, and then they said that this place in Sabrook.
Okay.
And, well, it was, what was there? There was Granny Kibbe, but she left after, didn't she? She left him. And then there was Auntie Rosa, Uncle Vic, and then Mum and Dad, and then Mum's Rose and May, all in the one little cottage, you know.
Really?
Well, they did years ago. They had nowhere to live, didn't they?
Yes, I can remember.
They all had to live together.
when I went up there, I went up there for my 10th birthday. I don't know how I come to go up there for my 10th birthday on my own. But I can always remember coming out of them houses and crossing the road to the stile when the pumping works was going boom, boom.
Yeah.
That I can always remember why I went up there on my own. I'll never know.
You went up to Vix, I suppose.
I know, but why me? Went as five of us. And I know it was my 10th birthday. I remember it was my 10th birthday.
Yeah. So there's that row of houses, you know, with a track in the middle at Subbrook. Is that where you...
No, Subbrook, I've got just one row of houses.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of new houses up there now, but we haven't been up there for years.
No.
I think there's a lot of new houses. But they live, the old cottages where they live, where Dad lived as a young boy, they're all still there, aren't they?
Oh, they're all still there with everybody who've had a bit done to them, you know, one thing or another. But
was the pumping station noisy then?
Oh, yes. Bump, 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 bump.
Yeah.
But of course, it's like any other noise. It's like when you hear about the trains going along here.
Mm.
When you first come here, you hear the trains. After a while, you don't hear them.
You don't hear them.
No.
You don't hear them.
So when did you move to Rocket then? The house in Subbrook. So where did everyone sleep?
Pardon?
Where did everyone sleep in Subbrook?
Don't know.
I don't know.
No. But that's how they lived years ago. You got married and then you lived with your mother and father, didn't you? Well, Mum got married, but her dad, and they had nowhere to live, so they had to live with their father, which was my grandchild, because Vic was already there, and then he married Rosa, and they were all there together. But Rosa and Vic had two children after, but Mum had already moved to Rocket then, before they had them. Mum was married before Vic and Rosa.
Where did your parents marry? Do you know?
In
Where did they marry?
Portskewet.
And you know it snowed. April 3rd.
4th of April. Easter Monday.
Yeah,
4th of April. And it snowed.
They had to... nobody could go up there because we had that much snow by all account.
Yeah.
Not as we know. I know there was one old photograph somewhere, but don't ask me where, was with a bike outside the church where, you know, one of her mum's friends was, that she must have got there on her bike or something and went into Portskewet Church. But that was quite unusual in April to have snow, as much snow in there.
And they didn't know if they could get to the church, did they? Mum didn't know if she was going to be able to get that to Portskewet to the church because of the snow.
It's a nice little place, Portskewet Church.
I've never been to Portskewet Church, actually.
Nice little
church, isn't it? Yeah.
So when
I ain't saying I haven't been inside, mind.
You won't get a word in it, will you?
It's okay. Where was your father from then? Was he from Worcester? And your mother's family were from
Caldecott.
From Caldecott. She was a Caldecott girl.
Yeah.
So why did they move to Rocket? Why did your parents move to Rocket?
Oh, well, it's all to do with the railway, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, because they were all living in that house in Portskewet together, So when they put the railway houses up here, well, then Mum and Dad was offered one.
Because he worked on the railway?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Dad worked all his life.
All his life on the railway.
The engine driver.
Yeah, was a driver. He used to drive the old steam trains.
He was a steam engine driver?
Right from a boy. About 114, wasn't it? He was always on the railway.
Yeah.
We was only talking about this last week, weren't we?
Yeah.
Or was it you or Steve I was talking to about it? No, it must have been you, wasn't it?
We were, because we didn't know what this lady was going to ask us.
About the different times, as they said, when Dad used to go double home. And when they went double home, they just went and had a stay a night somewhere. And then come back. And another little thing they done was if they were at home and they wanted an emergency driver or one thing or another, they sent what they called a call boy out.
Like Terry?
No. A call boy just purposely to come and knock at Mam's door to tell her for Dad to go out to work as they needed him.
That was a call boy.
What they call a call boy.
The call boy.
They're knocking at the door.
Yeah.
And that could be any time of day or night.
Any time of night.
Yeah.
But,
what was your dad's name?
George.
George Kibbe.
Yeah.
So he, joined the railway straight from school?
School, yeah. Right till he retired. Yeah. Before the... What do they call it now?
Diesel.
The diesel, that's right. He didn't bother with it when they turned over to the diesel. Bitch, what was that firm that he took all the railways? Beecham's, was it? Beecham's.
Dr. Beecham.
When he closed
all the railways up.
So he come up to old age pension time and that.
So he went to school in Sudbrook, did he?
No, we all in Rocket.
Where did your dad go to school?
Oh, Sudbrook.
Sudbrook, didn't he?
So do you know how he got into the railway? Do you know how that happened?
Well, no, I suppose that's work. That seemed to be the only work around here. There weren't many houses, look.
No.
And I mean, say where we're sitting now, this was a field.
When we first moved to Rocket,
we used to have that's why I got so many brambles coming up in my garden. But Gutsy Gleed had a white horse. There's somebody's cat out there. Had a white horse, and he used to keep him in this field. Oh, Gutsy Gleed, that's what we used to call him, didn't we? Because he used to go around with vegetables and one thing and another in all the
time. On there, he's Gutsy Gleed.
What, selling them?
Yeah, selling them.
And this was all fields all the way down to the seawall?
This was all fields, everywhere. There weren't many houses here when we came
here. Where I'm living now on the main roads. When I was a kid, that was tennis courts, wasn't it?
I was going to say...
There was nothing there at all.
Really?
When we goes up into Mam's bedroom, which had a bay window, there was all fields in at the back of there, and there was a tennis court. We used to watch them playing tennis.
Yeah.
And then the other fields and...
So it really felt like you were in the countryside here.
Well, we was in the country. Yeah. We couldn't be any more in the country than what we was. Could we? But, we used to watch him playing tennis. And they used to go up to Eustoe playing tennis as well, didn't they?
Do you remember moving here then? Do you remember
moving? No, I was born here.
We were born here.
This was May and Ivy that was born in Sudbrook. Yes, we were born here.
No, I was born here. I was born, not here, on the main road.
At home? Were you born at home, both of you?
No maternity hospital said.
That's another thing we were talking about. I said we're always going down memory lane because we're at the age when we go down memory lane.
You know what I mean?
We were saying how when we was going to school that we played whip and top and marbles and hoopla all down the main road where you can see the cars going and going and going and going now. We used to go down there. We used to play marbles going to school.
We'd never see a car, would we?
No cars.
No cars.
And the market then used to be there, and then you'd have a load of cows come up.
Oh, the market near the Rocket Hotel?
The market was right by the side of the school.
Yeah, the market was...
by the Rocket.
Them little bungalows.
Yeah, I know.
The turning down to the church.
Yeah.
Well, that where them bungalows are, that was the market.
That was the market. Yeah. And you remember that? School.
Oh, remember going over the market, going head over heels over the bars.
Yes, and did you?
Kids. Yeah.
You could see it all. But there was a school. There was a little place, a little road, And then we go up on the bars then and have a look at the cows being weighed and you name it.
Did you?
And then they used to, the ones that was left that was sold, the cows and one thing and another, they were left down where did Lisa live? Station Road?
Yeah.
There was like pens there.
Yeah.
And they used to leave the cows in there and they used to be picked up by the train.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was looking after them? Yeah. Well, they just left them.
You know, everybody fend for themselves, didn't they?
Yeah.
I suppose somebody must have fed them, but they waited until a proper train come.
Yeah.
To pick them up and off they went.
When the cars used to come up there then, didn't they? Go on the train to go through the tunnel.
The cars?
Cars, yes,
go through the tunnel.
They used to put them all on the tracks and then they used to take them through the tunnel.
What you mean, for people driving cars?
Yeah.
Not cars to be sold?
No. People going on holiday and all that. Because otherwise they had to go all up Gloucester and round, see, but they could go through the tunnel.
That's right, at the station.
Yeah.
You could stand there and watch them chaining your car onto the thing. And then you'd get on the train, then your car would come...
Coming behind you on the tracks.
Yeah. Were they just open trailers then? They were
like
the cars
a,
were.
Yeah,
the cars were on open trailers,
Like open, you know, just put them on and chained them on.
So did the driver sit in the car or did they go?
No, the train went in the train.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
As far as I remember the cars going.
So as children you would go down and watch that walk across the fields.
Crikey. But another thing we used to always have a turntable here. To turn the engines round.
Yeah.
Which they have only got in... I don't know whether they ever got any more now, I wonder.
Right.
Have they got any anywhere now?
There's nothing down there now, nothing.
No, I know not down there, but any part of the country, I mean.
I don't know.
Probably at one of these steam engine enthusiastic places.
They must have something to turn something.
Yeah.
But there, we'd have the steam engines turning round.
They'd go up on.
They'd go along where I lived over in Woodland View. There was a railway line from down the bottom of there, right along, and under an archway, and get down to the moors then, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Down to the moors. And that line used to go up to Ifton Quarry.
Yeah.
Where Ifton Quarry was in full swing then, you know, and big pool there, one there, and... and people, you know, used to weigh their lorries, go in there and weigh their lorries. I was only thinking the other day, the girl, Earl, used to work in the office there, didn't she?
Yeah.
What was her surname? Hey, you know, we were trying to think of somebody's name the other day.
Yeah, Tyler.
No.
Oh,
no, it's gone again. Tell I'm getting bloody old, can't you, eh? I bloody forgot now.
Do you know when you're so they built houses especially for the rail men here?
Yeah, railway houses.
Is that because the Severn Junction was becoming, a busy place?
It was the main, there was all the big yards there.
Yeah.
But Terry worked there when he left school. Yes. He was a runner doing all the... worry about him because he had to run. And as the trains come... trucks come running down, Terry had to unhook him with a pole, and I was always worrying in case he slipped and went under because the trucks was moving.
He said it was a dangerous
job.
And he said there was one man here who'd lost both his legs, somebody he used to work with.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's quite a dangerous...
Yeah, it was a very dangerous place.
And
it was massive, wasn't it? And now it's all we got now. At one time, we had a restaurant and all on the station,
yes,
didn't
the
we?
Oh, yes, the train. As I said, I've been looking for the piece of paper because I knew I had a piece of paper, the full size of the Argus.
Yeah.
gone brown, naturally, through age. And there's a Rocket Station, or walking up, where you could walk up, go along, and then come down.
Really?
And then there was another booking office where in the winter you had a nice fire in there that you could go and sit in there and
open fire.
And with, a coal fire, And, well, we...
There was the waiting room.
That's right. And then there was the... over the other side, there was this little tea place. What was their names, them two ginger ladies? There was another singer. We seem to forget what their names are. They lived by the bakehouse, didn't they?
Yeah.
What the hell was their names?
I can't remember now.
So proper...
Two old maid sisters. They used to... you could get the odd bun and a cup of tea and one thing and another. Nowhere to go and sit inside.
Oh, wasn't
just
there?
Just get it, just an ordinary little shed place.
And so was it quite a little old-fashioned station then, Rocket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a busy station, of the cars going over and all that,
and the cattle coming in.
It was a very busy station.
Yes, we nearly had the Queen stopping here once.
No, I've heard stories about the Queen.
She stopped in the sidings.
Was when she stopped in the sidings. But do you remember when they Mary dolled all the toilets up in the station, thinking just in case she got cut short, that just in case, you know, they just sweep the floors when anybody's coming.
Yeah.
Well, they'd done all the same to the toilet and all, just in case. Just in case her ladyship wanted, as if she would mind, as if she wouldn't have one on her...
On the train, on the royal train,
She used to sleep overnight, didn't she, in the sidings?
Oh, really? Port Skewett, it was well known, wasn't it? Yeah. Well known, that was, a stopping place.
Really?
Well, to us local people, not to strangers.
No.
Because it was down a siding.
Yeah.
And they always, when they were coming from London or anywhere and going down to Cardiff and further down, they'd back in there in Port Skewett for the night. And then, and that's when we were kids... going over to the bridge down over here, because the train wouldn't be picking up much speed, and they would be coming under the bridge, the Royal train, you know.
Really?
But all us kids used to be down there, and you know, like kids are.
Did you ever see anyone?
Not really.
On the train? Did you ever see the Queen?
I don't ever remember seeing anybody, because by the time they were there, they were inside, I expect, might be having their breakfast or anything.
But nobody would go up to the sidings and knock on the door and things like that.
No. But of course, it wasn't all this terrorist and nothing like that. Everything, the railway men knew that was there.
Yeah.
We knew they were there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Of course, they had their guards round there, naturally, there, but...
Yeah.
But it wasn't well known. It wasn't all on bloody telly. They're staying at Port Skewett for the weekend.
There was no telly then.
No, that's what I said. There was nothing.
We didn't have no telly.
They just went up... They just backed up there quietly and backed in and went on to wherever they were going.
So you remember that as children, that they used to...
Yeah,
yes. Oh, God.
Yeah, I remember him.
Easy.
Backing up into Portsmouth, the Queen,
But,
I mean, it was steam then, and trains were slow. They had to stop here overnight from London, because it took them all day to get down here.
So your father was a steam engine driver. Did he ever talk much about his work? Was he away a lot, or would he be away a lot?
He never talked. I think it's because he had five girls, if you know what. If they had boys, they might have been a little different.
Yeah.
But he had just had girls and that. There's another thing I remember. Can you remember that when you worked on the railway, you had cheap coal a lot?
Okay.
You had fires. But you had to put your name down when you wanted a ton of coal.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. He could be away on Double Ohm. He could be anywhere. And this ton of coal would come and be dumped out on the... I'd like to see it dumped out today. I would, honest to God.
Yeah.
Dumped on the road. So that means to say...
Oh, gosh.
You have to shovel it all in.
Mum.
Coalhouses.
And us kids used to have to get this coal and put it in the coalhouse in buckets and one thing and another off the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Other than that... Well, we had to. You couldn't stay on the road.
So where was the cottage? Where was it? Was it by the station?
Yeah. What, our house?
Yeah.
Where we lived.
Oh, no, on the main road.
Just
on the main road.
Was it?
Well, opposite the Rocket, there. There's some railway cottages along there, isn't there?
Oh, no,
No. Just up here, no.
Oh, really?
The cottage you were thinking of, what Terry told you, is it this... That's where I lived.
Of course. Okay, I'm getting confused.
When we lived as kids, it was on the main road.
South Grove, it was called then, wasn't it?
When we were first married, and Terry was a baby, that's where we lived, in the little cottage.
So would many of your friends, when you were young, would many of them have been children of railway workers?
A lot of them would.
Because of... Other than the railway houses, there was only Ifton Road, wasn't there?
Yes,
and that was called
many.
Ifton then, not Rocket. That was Ifton on its own. That was that main road going up there to the club.
Yeah.
And then it was railway houses, yeah.
Really?
Until they built after you
had
come.
Oh, very few houses. Dad used to, when we was lived up on the main road there, we had a ferry cycle. I don't suppose the kids have ever seen one, have they?
What's that?
A fairy cycle?
No.
Well, it's like a miniature bike, wasn't it? About that high, wasn't it? And Dad used to put us on to learn to ride. We'd sit on it, and then he'd give us a push, because of course no traffic about, nothing. And we go like hell down that road and then up over the bloody pavement down there into the field and bloody fall ass off our head, wouldn't we? But that's the way you learn to drive.
Yeah.
To bloody ride a bike. Yeah. But you never see a fairy cycle now, do you?
No.
It's like a miniature... you get a fat... the fathing bike and all that, a miniature bike.
With a big front wheel and then goes down to a little one at the back.
That's a penny farthing.
That's a penny farthing. Okay.
No, this was just an ordinary, like, two wheels and bike, and he used to put us on
there. I remember having a little three wheeler.
Hmm?
I can remember having my little three wheeler.
Yeah.
I had
Yes, because as I said, Irish was 8 years, and 8 years is quite a lot.
It's a big difference, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, when you're kids.
Was it like growing up here then? It was rural. There wasn't much traffic. So you describe it as the moors. Some people call it the levels, don't they? But what was it? What was special about this place as children? What was it like to grow up here?
Oh, 10 times better than what it is today, I can tell you that for a start.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We used to spend most of our time, when we were young, we'd be down the moors, messing
the water
around.
And a couple of jam sandwich, and in the holidays we'd be down there all day.
And really? up the woods, then we'd be all, because we had access to all the woods and one thing and another, we'd go up there with a gang, perhaps 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, it's all according to who you were friends with at the time, and make house in the woods, and as you said, take a bit of bread and jam up with you, and Bob's your uncle.
You'd be out all
day. You made your own fun.
Yeah, go up there all day.
And following the hounds, that's right, up there with the fox and hounds when they were going.
Following the hounds?
Hounds and fox and hounds.
Really?
And on the red coats and all that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I used to see them from my bedroom window on the thing. I could.
Really?
We made our own.
The gypsies used to come, didn't they?
Eh?
The gypsies used to come up the minute. With their brown and white horses and their big old-fashioned
caravans.
Yes,
you know.
They used to be up the Minute's Lane, didn't they?
Up the Minute's Lane, yeah.
And what were they doing up there?
Well, making pegs,
selling them around the village.
Really?
Yeah, bits of lace and Yeah, from little posies, didn't they?
Yeah.
Come round the door selling them.
Or cut the flowers out of the wood one thing and another.
And they were harmless enough.
Yeah.
They were lovely, weren't they? You could go up there and they talk to you and, nothing like today.
We used to find, which you can't do today, you know, because, but we used, we always have plenty to do. We never...
They've
got to spend money, haven't they, today? They've got to be spending money. They don't do anything else other than spending money or flickering their fingers, do they?
Mm. I mean, as soon as we come in from school, we'd go straight out, wouldn't we, and play marbles or
with
and
top.
You know, just playing for hours.
I don't believe it, but we only, where Iris was saying, where she was in that little house on the side by the school, wasn't all that big, but all of us was taught there from infants until we left at 14.
Yeah,
we know going up there
only
to
four classrooms.
And they'd all be in the same.
You'd all know each other very well, wouldn't you?
Yes, we were all in the hall.
The boys used to have
class.
Out in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
They used to, a bit of garden, what do they call that then, the gardening about it. Mm. And we used to do sewing or knitting or something, wasn't it? But everything was all combined, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We didn't have
no separate teacher for, the one teacher taught us
all day.
All day, whatever it was.
Yes, there's a photo in
that
Caldicott book I got in there. Did you ever see the Caldicott book?
No.
Yeah, and I got several books with all this in Margaret. You know,
I'll show you there that I got a photo of out my school's thing.
Really?
And I'm in the Caldicott book and...
when the vacuees came, there were so many couldn't got the school.
Yeah.
So we used when we went in the morning and the vacuees went in the afternoon, and then the following week and vice versa.
Really?
Yeah.
And where did the evacuees come from? Do you know?
All from London and all that. Yeah. We had loads of evacuees here.
Oh, and where were they staying?
Huh?
Where were they staying? Where were they living?
All in people's houses.
Yeah.
But we couldn't have them because of we had too many. Yeah. We had three bedrooms and five of us, you know. Well,
so what was it like as a child receiving all these people into your community? What was that like?
Yeah, they were all right. We got on all right with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you play with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So did you ever play on the reams or anything like that?
On the
reams, on the waterways, were they part of your playground? And
what, down the moors?
Yeah.
We spent half our life down the moors.
What did you do down there?
I don't know. We just used to sit around talking and. We'd stay down the moors.
Looking for crabs and you name it, we were looking for it.
Yeah.
Well, that was along the waterways. Did you ever go fishing or swimming there?
No, it was a bit too mucky for that.
Yeah.
Muck, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But,
what about on beyond the sea wall, the estuary, did you ever go swimming there or walking out after the tide?
None of us could swim.
No.
We used to go out, but my grandchild used to go out the Bedouin fishing.
Oh, really?
Oh, and getting cockles.
Be very careful because it was like a patch of sand out in the water.
Yeah.
But when the tide came in, it came in quickly and it came round this way at the same time.
Oh.
And you'd get trapped on the Bedouin.
Yeah.
You had to know the tide to walk back before it came.
And he knew the tide.
He used to go out there fishing. I used to help him make his nets.
Really?
You used to have them hooked on the...
This is where you are now. Our house is on that street there. Crossways, that is Crossways.
That was New Road years ago. This was New Road years ago.
Where did you help make the nets then? Where did you do that?
My gran and granddad's little cottage in Caldicott.
Really?
Which is still there now opposite the fire station.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't see very, very well.
Let's have a look.
But there's our class, and there's me. Oh. I got Nan there, look, because there. And that's old Boss Baker, here, who was there.
Yeah.
That I know, that's they've got all their names here.
How lovely. That,
but all these, I remember all them.
Oh, and that, this is at Rocket School. 1937, yeah. My goodness.
That,
I wonder how many of these are still around. How many stayed in the area?
Oh, more or less, what died, you mean? Mm. You know, a lot of them were dead, yeah. Didn't they? When you
a lot of them that I went to school with are gone. Yeah.
Yes. No, I had that piece of Argus, and do you think I could find it? Not a girl I'd
be. What did you use to make the nets?
Well, you used to hook it on a little hook he had, because it was a big old-fashioned, then you had to cook in the oven, you know, with no gas stoves then.
Yeah.
You cook in your oven, big black. And you used to hook it on there. And then it was, how can I describe it? It was like a wooden thing like that.
Yeah.
And they had a piece coming up the middle with all this stuff twirled around.
Yeah.
And then we had to hook it in like that, pull it up, hook it back, and make the net.
So did you have, was it like a big wooden needle you had to do that?
Yeah, it was like a
series of knots.
It was wood, I know it was wood.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like that with the thing up the middle.
Oh.
But, yeah, I used to sit there up in Grantia and make his net.
Did you?
There's a few of the pictures in there of Rocket, the little bit that they put in there for Rocket. I can't see the body well.
So Terry took me up to the church, and this is the mission hall. Is the mission hall still there? Because, I mean, this is just so different. Even now, looking at Sodbrook, it's so developed, hasn't it?
Yes.
Over the last 50, 60 years.
I haven't been up to Sodbrook for ages.
Goodness me. Oh, there's the Rocket Hotel. There.
Yes, God, that was a good old thing. They used to have dances and all in there in the Rocket Hotel.
Yeah.
Did you?
Back in the... Our school,
Mum and Dad used to go dancing in the Rocket,
well,
didn't
and
they?
I was only seeing a girl on the thing that, he used to have dances and all sorts of things.
Yeah,
and another thing I remember going up to the station, we have what they call the tinnet.
Yeah.
Steve remembers that.
The old red tinnet,
which the footballers used to change in there. And I can always remember that how many railway houses and railway men and all that come there. We used to have our Christmas party there. And I can always remember there was five of us girls, and we all had presents like they usually did. And Olive had a farmyard. I can't remember what I had.
Mm.
But I know Olive, when she opened hers, she had a farmyard. and we was all... if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So did you... Terry was saying that he used to go hunting for eggs. Your father used to tell Terry to go out and get eggs on the moors to make omelettes with or something like that. Did you ever go getting eggs or...?
Not as I know.
I can't remember that.
No?
No.
So did the boys and girls play together or did you all play separately?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think... the boys used to get outside Miss White's, didn't they?
Yeah.
The shop.
But the boy Watkins, took Olive up the woods. He went with a gang of them, right? Mm. And he cut all Olive's hair off. She came home with no hair. He cut her hair all off. Do you remember that?
And Olive had her hair cut? I remember it being said, but I don't remember it.
When you're that much older.
Your mother must have been furious.
When I was little, when I was small, because Rosie had left school and was working, because Rosie was 11 years older than me.
Of course, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're just the baby.
Yeah, I remember Twatty Watkins, we used to call him, didn't we? He lived on top of the hill.
That's what I said. They when you up, think
she had
it,
away.
The war made a hell of a difference
the
in
war.
Our family. I know we had no boys.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Oh, it made a hell of a difference because our two oldest, Rose and May, which could have been about 17 at the time.
Yeah.
They were sent up to Coventry to work in the factories.
Were they really?
Ammunition factories, yeah.
Ammunition factories, yeah. But I couldn't go because I was 14 in the August, as I think as the war started or something in September. September the 3rd or something, but yeah. I couldn't go. But after that, I had to go... All sorts of jobs. It was no picking and shoving and getting money for nothing and all that days. You had to, what job the Labour Exchange give you, you had to go and
do it.
Yeah. Do it.
So what did you have to do?
Well, I had two or three jobs. I had one of them, I know, I went to Newport and on the bus... And sorting nails out. No, what do you think that? Sorting nails.
Wow.
We were sat on benches and having piles of nails, and we go like this and pick up the good ones and the bad ones.
Gosh.
As I say, there's no robots them days,
yeah.
And we were the robots.
Yeah.
Picking it all out. Then we went, I went to Port Stewart pulling nails out of wood. That's right, Aunt May done that, didn't she? We had a lot of old wood would come in so they could reuse it.
Yeah.
So we worked on that. Then we went down the...
Didn't you work at the Boxworks?
Eh?
Didn't you work at the Boxworks in Port Stewart? Boxworks?
No, not the Boxworks. Then... The tin works, I went down in the printing works.
Oh, I worked
and
there.
And we done sort of printing things there. And that's when they've changed over then to they were making plastic instead of doing sheets of things of for making tins for everything.
Beans
and
on
I always remember filling salts because they always used that go through the machine two or three times because there were two or three times lots of printing.
I worked in the timberworks.
Then there was these black things they were. They used to put them over the car headlights.
Oh, yes.
Black.
Yeah.
They'd shove them down in the black and then and then they'd be hung up and they'd go through the ovens and... But they would be to take the glare if you were driving a car. You wouldn't...
And was that in Newport?
No! Where? Here, locally.
Caldicott.
Caldicott?
Yeah.
In Caldicott.
That's fascinating.
Down the pill.
Yeah. Little black things.
Yeah.
And used to put on the headlights they used to stop the glare.
Yeah, so they couldn't see from above.
And another thing we used to watch a lot from our house, and then we was watching the incendiary bombs going over Dinham.
Yeah.
During the war.
Where's Dinham?
Just up by here in Caerwent.
Well, you saw the
training,
bombs.
Caerwent training area that is now.
Yeah.
We used to call it Dinham then.
Dinham, really? Used to call them
My son worked there for 20 years, my other son.
Really?
Why is it to, I could see from my bedroom window, you'd see all the bloody lights.
Yeah, you could see them all from the window, couldn't you?
Another. What, they were, the lights looking for planes?
Look, the planes, that's right, the planes would, they would... well, as
dropped
you said,
incendiary bombs, didn't they? And then the fires would...
Why were they dropping bombs there?
Because they used to stock all the little bombs and all that
the
there.
Shells.
Everything else.
It was
a depot. It's like a depot. Like they got now, like Tesco's got a depot like there. Well, that was a depot because it was underground as well. That... for all the animation and different things.
So you used
to
watch that from your window?
My bedroom window, you could see all that.
No, I went in when we was kids from the house.
Really?
On the main road.
Yeah,
we used to watch it.
We used to see all that.
Yeah.
What was it? I mean, were you scared? I mean, what did you think?
Well, never took you no note. I can always remember getting the under
was
the table.
And that was
our mum used to put us under the table.
I was seven when the war started.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Remember all the war
years. Mum used to put us under the, in the pantry, wasn't it?
When the siren went, we used to have to go in the pantry, yeah. Mum put a thing on the floor, didn't she? We used to all lie in the pantry.
Really? Yes, because there was a big concrete slab there. They never had fridges in them days.
No.
They had a slab.
Big concrete
thing, you know,
slab.
Did you have an air raid shelter in the garden?
No, we never.
We never had a raid. No, we never.
And I remember us when we were, we just started work, as I said, at the beginning of the war. It got a lot to say for the beginning of the war. That we were home and the planes come over. And a bomb dropped at Robbie Pool, didn't it?
Yeah.
And Dad was in bed at the time. He must have been working nights. And you couldn't see Robbie Pool. This is though, you're Robbie Pool down here. You couldn't see it because it went, whoa, you know. And we went up and said, Dad, get up! Dad, get up! They're dropping bombs! And he never got up, did he?
And it was just the one bomb?
Well, no. We've had one
at the minute.
We had one boy killed over where you just seen a pub, didn't you?
Yeah,
he lived. He lived in the house on a couple of little bungalows that was on there, and he come out to the gate to watch what was going on, kid-like, and he got killed.
It was shrapnel, wasn't he?
And
did you know him?
Yeah.
It was lucky that they hadn't turned out of the pub at the time, so they were in the pub, you know. And another one
dropped at the top of the minutes.
Aye, the minutes lane. That was a dud, wasn't it? But
The crate still.
A huge big one.
We used to go up there, didn't we? And see
it was
the crate
a crater.
When we was kids.
It went on for years and years. Yeah. Everybody would go up and have a look at this.
See where the bomb
big hole in the field, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, we had our few, because that's what they were aiming for, the tunnel look, see? See, that's what they were aiming for, the tunnel.
Yeah.
Because everything was going through the tunnel, look, everything, ammunition, you name it, everything was going through the tunnel.
Presumably you could see it across the estuary as well in Bristol, what was going on there, could you? The bombing and...
Well, not so much, really. Tell you, we've seen the barrage balloons, they had barrage balloons to stop them coming up through the water down there, you could see them.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
Big barrage balloons up in the sky.
Barrage balloons? That's to stop the planes coming down low. Down the water.
Yeah.
Did you have any guns on the sea front, on the sea wall?
No.
Was anything down there?
No.
We still have today. We still today still got the firing range. We still got the firing range. That's where they go for practice now.
Yeah. Was that there when you were kids?
Oh, Christ, yes. Yeah. So why? We used to always be down there picking up shells and one thing and another.
It belongs to Gwent training area, which was Dinham then. But my son used to run it because he worked at them.
Really?
So he run the range.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he ran it for years.
Did you ever have any American soldiers here?
Oh, yes.
One wanted to
give
be my
girlfriend.
Give them
a ride on the bike and you'd have a tin of fruit and a bit of gum.
Really?
One wanted to be, and the dance hall in Chepstow wanted to be his girlfriend.
Really?
Our gold teeth he had. Why we had the anxious.
Yes. Was it good fun?
Well, shall we say... We had no... You didn't have transport and nothing there.
Yeah.
You only had to rely on somebody might put a bus on or you go by bus and then had to leave early then to catch the last bus back home and things like that, you know. Everything was different.
But I was only younger then. They used to park. They were all down Station Road.
Yeah.
Down to Rockypool or down there. And I used to go down on my little bike. And, they used to say, can we have a ride? You give them your bike, and they went off and have a ride, and then you have a tin of fruit and some gum.
Really?
Yeah, Mam was glad of that tin of fruit.
Yeah, you know? I bet she was. Yeah.
Of course, I'd be that much older. She wasn't there then. You but know, you were, she was so much older.
So you went to dances with them. That must have been fun.
Oh, yes. I went dancing every night of the week, I think. I used to like dancing.
Yeah.
And we used to go to, as you said, we had our ordinary soldiers as well up at Chepstow as well.
Yeah.
Besides the Yanks. And, they used to have their dances and we used to go there and one thing and another.
Where were the dances?
In the hall, in their place, you know, their camp.
We used to have a dance hall in Caldicot, didn't we?
And really? We had a YMCA in Caldicot, we always had dances there and they used to come from there then, Chepstow and all that, the boys did and the soldiers and one thing and another that...
Do you know any local girls who ended up in America? Did anyone marry a GI?
Rosie's friend lived opposite where the dentist is now. What was her name? And then got that little cottage. She went off to America with the Yank, didn't she?
I don't know.
Oh, I forgot her name.
I don't remember any.
Yeah.
Were they...
opposite the Weeks' fish and chip shop. Them little cottages there. Queenie somebody. She went off with a Yank.
We had our good time, girls, during the war. We won one of them.
Yeah.
We used to go there and dance for them, yes.
Then come home.
I remember dancing with an officer and he thought he was on for a good thing. He did. The soldiers, the privates and all, you used to have excuse me dances and all then. And they would tap him on the shoulder and, of course, Dad be dancing and this is how we be ready running. So come towards, as the near in the end then, that we either walked on from Caldicot to Rogget in a gang of us.
Then
we said, so I'd let slip that, I'd be going now soon, that we're all going there. I got dropped like a bloody hot spud for the simple reason. And he went and bloody got the bloody village bike. He did. The one that was known for it. And he went and bloody got her then when he knew he wasn't going to get nothing from her.
You better not mention her name.
No.
Yes,
I know you're all about
that. Our time.
So there was a lot of fun to be had as well. Were the Americans ever billeted with local families?
No. They more or less only came overnight.
They were at Beechley, Chepstow, or Cumberland or somewhere locally they were.
What about POWs? Were there ever POWs here?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
at Le Martin.
Le Martin?
Yeah, we had the camp.
Oh, really? Did they ever work on local farms?
Oh, no. Well, in the farms anywhere. They were just like local people. They were let out just like...
Did any stay after the war?
Not as I know of.
I don't know, because I was only young then, you know. I was...
Two or three of us girls, well, Olive and another friend of mine, got very friendly with some Germans that we did, and we used to meet them down at Le Martin and one thing and another and have a picnic and all this, that and the other. And then they got moved further up country somewhere. We've had our moments.
What about food during the war? Was there ever a black market in food and anything like that?
I don't think so. I can't remember. Not
in a village. No. Not. I did say it goes on in Chepstow or somewhere like that, but or Newport, but in the village, where I said it was small, there weren't all that many houses, and you know, we were, well, you know, it was quiet, really, that quiet village that...
And your father continued to work on the railways?
He never stopped until he retired.
Until he retired.
And we had a lot of firemen. That was firemen. They come during the war then, the beginning of the war. Some went to Bevan Boys, didn't they, down the pits? They had to go down the pits. Had a boys at a certain age. And then others, if they were on the railway, which was needed, they were all sent up here. And they would have to lodge.
It was a big hostel down by... Well, where Lisa lives now, isn't it? Where Lisa lives now, there was a big hostel.
Oh, really?
And the boys...
And all the firemen. Because, of course, they had to have a fireman on the train to shove all the coal in, like, do the
dirty
work.
Some used to live in there, and others went into lodgings. But a lot of our local girls all married them.
Did they?
I went out with a couple of them.
The village married the Oster boys.
I went out with a couple of them that, yes, they used to be, that's a, either lodge, if you had a room, you could let a lodger, which is payable, you know, but, and if not, you had to go in the hostel.
So where did they come from? All over the place?
Anywhere. They were on the railway.
Yeah, they were all sent from the valleys, weren't they?
Yeah.
And all that, to work on the railway, see?
But if they wanted to work, if you know what I mean, and they was wanted on the thing, they had to go. It's as simple as that. We could do with a bit of that now. Why, Christ, couldn't we do with a bit of it now?
Well, I could. What about, where did you go shopping? Did you ever go shopping, or was...
No,
only the local shop. Just the local... We had a little shop on the main road.
And then
we had Gutsy Gleaves round the corner, selling a bit of groceries.
And another one was, tell you, something, the oil man. He used to come round with oil. Didn't he? And for the simple reason that we didn't have electric, we had gas in our house, gas mantles, and with a thing where you pull down to light up. But of course, so you had to have your oil lot, see?
Yeah.
So this, from Mager, I think he was.
What would it be, delivered in cartons? Or?
No, Craig, in more of the things. And
what, ladled out?
Any make-do things, you know, they weren't all this, like there is no, don't do this, don't do that. You've done everything you wanted to do that...
What about milk? Was that delivered in churns?
Milk.
You have got to about milk, yes.
When May left school, we used to have half Smith's farm up there. And they had a great big dairy. And their own cows. And May, when she left school, she went out there to work.
What, milking cows?
No, but doing them, filling the bottles with milk. And then we had to put little cardboard little rings on the top, you know. And then she'd put them in front of her bike with a basket and go around delivering.
And
around
they're
the
only
village
only
with the basket. And I used to follow her on my three-wheeler.
And they were only half pints, weren't they?
I could have half pint or a pint.
And as I said, the farmyard where we was, that... you had the fresh milk, as they milked the cows in the morning, 6 o'clock. We had our milk. Milk at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. Fresh milk. None of this pasteurised and all this half a dozen of other. And May, as I said, May used to go up then at night time, didn't she, and get these little balls to take around. You could have a small one in the morning and a small one at night if you wanted to.
Used to do little half pints, didn't they?
And she used to go on her bike. And I told you about these ducks. I don't know whether you've seen it on the news this week about the three ducks terrorising a village.
No, I didn't see it.
It was on the telly this week. Well, they used to have one map. Smithy's farm. We used to hate to go up there and we keep our eye on because they had three ducks hated on. They were vicious, something. Oh, it's good. Well, the milkman used to say that they were better than the dog.
Been like a geese. Geese were like that.
Geese, yeah, that's what it was.
Geese, was it? Oh, geese are vicious.
Good, but yeah. It was on the telly. They'd already got geese in the village, and they made pets of them. But this three come from somewhere, and they've been terrorising the village. It was on the way this week.
Wow.
Terrorising the village and the cats and the dogs and everything else. Oh. So they're hoping they will go away, and made me think then of when May was up there and we used to look up the driveway. Because they
used to go down that, get the conkers.
On that
two big conker trees, we used to get the conkers, didn't we?
Yeah.
Blibbly onker.
All drive, the driveway of conkers.
Where was that? Where was the driveway of conkers?
Oh, opposite the garage, the stone year.
Opposite the garage. None of their houses was there then. That was all fields and just the farm.
If you'd seen that then, there was only two little cottage bungalows, workers' bungalows, we'll put it that way. What was it?
Yeah, there was a little row like that, about four cottages going up the road.
They worked up the farm, didn't they?
Yeah, Mrs. Ewer and all.
Then it was cow sheds and.
That's right, that big shed.
And there was a great big. to go round, wasn't there? I said, if only anybody, but we didn't have the cameras and the money to take these photographs. Yeah. Otherwise, if we'd have taken photographs of all these different places that have now gone.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that old bridge, it have just changed now over there.
Yeah,
it was like that, now it's been like it for 80, 90 years.
Really?
And now they've put a new one there.
Yeah.
You know, that. Mm. You don't see it, so you don't think about it. We didn't have the money to put it that way.
It's not until you're doing a project like this, you know, because hearing your stories, I think I can see it in my head. It'd be lovely to have images, wouldn't it, of these things?
Yeah.
Did you have any, were there any locals, myths or legends or stories you used to tell each other? Or superstitions, local superstitions, things like
I
that.
I can't remember none of that.
No.
Terry was telling me about roping weddings.
We used to rope the weddings.
Where they roped them,
roped the weddings, so you used to throw out all their coppers.
That's right, they threw out their coppers, that's right. That old tradition.
Well, that's gone, gone. But
Terry used to do that when he was a kid,
So would you have been aware of wildlife as children? Would you have known what was around the area? Flowers and birds and insects and animals. Well,
not really. There was
the fields were full of flowers, I think, because
we had so much of them.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The woods was full of bluebells and then the fields would be full of cowslips and you know, everything like that. Yeah. But,
there was nothing ploughed up then, was there? And,
no.
You know, veg and nothing. The fields were all just wild flowers, weren't they?
And when we went to Caldicott, or a man would take one of us, her in the pushchair or something, and going to Caldicott, it was great edges each side.
Were there any orchards around? Was there any orchards?
Well, orchards, but only in small, but they want you go up country more for the big orchards. Yeah. But everybody had
at the rectory, they used to have loads of apple trees, didn't they? Like a big orchard at the back of the rectory.
Walnut tree, they had a big walnut tree, didn't
that's
they?
Right, used to go up there get walnuts, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Yes, that's one thing our dad used to do. He wasn't a man to play with us as kids, if you know what I mean. But he always used to take us up the woods on a Sunday morning out of our mum's way while she was getting the dinner.
Really?
Yeah. And then this is where the walnut tree used to come in, and we used to get the walnuts then, and he used to pickle them, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then we came back, And Johnny the ice cream man would be somewhere around, wouldn't he?
By the time we'd come back.
And we'd have, and you know, you might not believe it, but we used, Dad used to get a penny worth, because money was money then, mind. Pennies worth of ice cream in a glass. And that's how we'd share it between us. Because there was nobody money around to throw away out there. But he always seemed to be somewhere near when we come back down from the woods, didn't we? We'd have a penny worth of ice cream in this.
Share it.
So you call this the Moors. This is the Moors. Places like Redwick and Goldcliff and Nash. Would you know that area much? Would you ever go there?
No, we never went down there, really.
No.
Mum worked down there.
When Mum was 12, she left school.
Yeah.
And she was working in this big house at Redwick.
Oh, really?
You had to walk there in the morning and walk home at night back to Caldicot.
And how far was that?
Eight miles, something like that.
I remember her working down there, but I'm not coming. She always told me
when she left at 12, she had to walk because there was no transport.
No.
And it was a job. She was sent there to work.
As a maid?
This big house. You don't know the name? Just cleaning.
You don't know the name of the house?
No. And,
she had to walk. Redwick, did you?
Redwick,
oh,
yeah.
Really?
She had to walk.
Gosh, I mean, that's quite a long way, isn't it?
They left school at 12 in them days.
Yes, well, I left when I was 14. Yeah. There weren't all these exams and all this, and the other.
We never had nothing, did we?
What about Llanwern? Did that ever affect you, the steelworks?
The steelworks
at Llanwern, is that...
The only thing that affected us was the noise and the mess and the dust going past our house. Because our house was there on the mighty corner of the road, and the lorries streaming by all the time from the quarry.
For the shale?
Very busy road with the lorries for Redland Wern.
Yeah.
But after that, you know, once it was built, that was the end of it, as the saying is.
So a lot of these houses that have gone up, have they gone up to accommodate workers at Llanwern?
No, they were put up.
But most of the people came from the valleys to work in Llanwern, and they lived in the houses, but they weren't especially put up for them.
Yeah.
Mm. No, most of these were railway houses.
Really?
They were.
There must have been so many people who worked on the railway.
Yeah,
Nearly
every house had a man working on the railway, didn't they?
Well, I was going to say that was their mainstay.
Because it was
such a
big place here, you know, years ago, Seven Tunnel was famous.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hard to imagine what it was like.
Yes.
Yeah. There would have been a good place for you to have gone in and had a look, and that is over the chapel over here.
Yeah.
Because, tell you what, around the walls in there, they got a lot of railway memorabilia.
Yes, they have.
In the chapel here over there.
Is it open?
No, you'd have to see Coral.
But there's a lot of railway stuff.
Yeah. Is it a Methodist chapel?
Tell you another thing. Is Rocket Non-Political Club. Dad was one of the first members of the...
when it was a little shack, a couple of men made a little shack together.
He was one of the memorabilia. You know, the people that started it.
One of the founders.
Founders of it.
Oh, really? So is that still open today?
Yes.
And where is
Terry's playing over there next week.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yes.
He practically lives there. It's all right.
My son lives over here, did you say? Yeah, the non-Paul, what they call the non-Paul.
So I would go to the end of the road.
Yeah.
And turn right.
Yeah. Go right up to the end, and then you see it.
And it's there.
Next to the hairdressers, around by the corner by an hairdresser.
Really?
Adam and Eve there.
Yeah. there. That's
and the chapel is out onto the main
road. They're all on the same road.
Really? So, does the chapel still have people going there for?
Oh yes, it's a very thriving place.
Really?
Yes.
Oh yes, very thriving.
Perhaps I should try and go and see that.
Yes, I got a lot of.
You have to see Coral.
Yeah.
Coral Yates.
Yeah.
Because she does a lot for the chapel.
Does she?
Yeah, she spends her time with it, doesn't she?
Part of the chapel.
So as young women, and you wanted to get your hair done, or you wanted to go and buy a dress or a frock, where would you go?
Oh, we get our hair done. You can have your hair done.
Oh, well, that wasn't open then.
We never had our hair done then.
Mum used to cut a fringe.
Really?
She used to have fringe, but I never. I always had curly hair. I had a ribbon in mine.
Really?
Yeah, Mum used to, because it was curly, Mum used to put it in rags overnight. And then when she got up in the morning, then she had all these curls hanging down her back.
I was always told
she was different to us.
She
was a foreigner.
We never did. I mean, I was only saying, we've said, now, when we think that all the dances and that I went to during the war and one thing and another and that, but we never had no money for, I don't know what clothes and that we wore, because now, if you're going anywhere, you spend a fortune buying this, that, and the other to go to it, wouldn't you? Yeah. Dinner dance and all this. But I don't know what we did then.
Did your mum make clothes? Did she have a sewing machine?
No, I don't know if she made anything.
She had a sewing machine, but she didn't make clothes, did she?
No, I don't remember.
I don't know where we got our clothes from.
I suppose we had Andy made down, I suppose, as the five girls we bound to, I suppose.
I had Andy down from all this.
Had a little bit, but perhaps we did on some things.
Yeah.
I know we used to wear them vests with the buttons down the front. Do you remember them?
Oh, was that a Liberty bodice?
Liberty bodice.
Everyone wore those, didn't they?
We had to wear them.
We had them.
Yeah.
So when did it start to change? When did the houses start to go up? When did it start to develop here?
Well, when the steelworks really, wasn't it? Well, where I'm living now, they put up little bungalows, didn't they? And I don't really know.
And where I first lived when I got married, there was a field there, and we used to call it the sandpit.
Yeah.
Because it was just a rough old piece of ground.
Yeah.
I ended up by living in one of them. After I got married, I went to living rooms, then we went up to Underwood, and then a man from Rogget, then our councillor, came up there and told me that there's an house going in Rogget, he said, if you would like it. And it turned out to be just the one I liked, with a bay window on the end house. So, but that's always, we used to call that the sandpit, because it was rough ground.
The same as Rocket Pool, that was always underwater, wasn't it? That's why it's called the pool, Rocket Pool. It's all underwater, now it's all houses.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what stops it getting flooded.
Yeah.
There wasn't many houses here at all.
There wasn't, I think, your only railway houses till they put them in the bungalows.
The real old stone built houses.
They put some bungalows. But
weren't they?
The people, they come from away. I don't know why, didn't they? They were all from away that come to the bungalows. And then they knocked them all down, the bungalows, and then put all them council houses.
Oh, really? Do you ever think about that you're below sea level here? Do you ever think about that?
No, not really.
No.
Mind, the tide have come in
once.
A field. It have come in a field. I think it was about 2.5 fields or more when we was kids to get
Dad said he remembers it once when he was a kid. He come up the station, as far as the station.
Did he?
Yeah, when Dad was a child, he told me.
Oh, really?
Right.
I don't remember.
He come up as far as the station.
But I do know that the not now so much because they put a sea wall there, but before it was gradually coming over. Instead of 3 fields, it would 2 fields.
Really?
And there'd be a reen.
Yeah.
And where we'd have to jump over it.
Yeah.
To get into the next field and things like that. But of course that'll stop now because they sort of put
And the motorway come through, didn't it?
Well, what was that like when the motorway came through? Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, I remember building the motorway,
Does it make a big difference?
Well, this one here, you mean this motorway here?
Yeah.
Well,
no, the one down the new one. Down the...
Oh!
Not the old one.
No, I know the
new
one you mean.
Down,
I got a photo of one of them.
Because it had to go through.
I got a photo of one them as they were building the bridge over the road.
Really?
Because we were going to Newport one day and... they put lights there as they were doing it. They had lights there, you know, stop and go like.
Yeah.
So when they stopped and I took a photo of it. But now...
It went right through the rifle range. They had to build a new rifle range.
Really?
Because the motorway went through the old one.
Yeah.
Because Ray was there then, working.
Oh, yes, it's this motorway here cut through... Where we used to have half a dozen or more lanes, quite near, that we go up to the woods anywhere and anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
And there's Mrs. But North.
The now, up come, the, we couldn't
the
go
windmill,
up.
What they call the windmill lane, where the windmill is up there. You've seen the windmill, have you?
No.
Oh, I've never
you mean
seen
the very big one?
Aye.
Yeah.
No, it's only a ruin, but...
Okay.
Up the windmill.
There is
you can see, I can see the windmill from my...
You mean it's an old windmill?
It's always been called a windmill. We don't know how many years it's...
A woman there, Mrs. North, used to live up there. There used to be 2 little stone bungalows there, up the top of this lake.
Yeah.
And she would have to walk all the way down the lane because she had no water in there and a tap down the bottom of the lane. That's got nearly down to Rocket Pool on the main road, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They used to have to come down and get their bucket of water.
Really?
And when Davis's were Turkey Tump, they had to go to the well, didn't they?
Oh, there was a well there when
they
we
had
was
to get
kids,
there
wasn't
the
there?
Well.
Where's Turkey Tump?
At the minutes.
Really? So this is when you were children?
Yeah.
Someone said that this is somebody on the other side of the Usk at Marshfield, he said he used to drink out of the reen. Have you ever done that?
They would
drink water from a reen. Would you ever?
No.
I can't remember that.
No. Well, I never did.
Have you got any photographs of your childhood or your father or anything like that?
There's a photo there and there. Look, of the 5 of us.
Look at the 5 kids.
Oh, don't you look lovely?
And you will see I got a hat on. You know why? Because I used to get so fed up of people saying, what beautiful hair she got, beautiful hair she got.
And our May always held her head on the side, made it. Oh, that's us fighting with Mam's friend with his kids.
Oh, my God. Isn't that lovely? So lovely. And your hair's all pretty much the same, but
she always wore hat.
I said they used to call me Copper Top because I had such nice hair that everybody said, oh, what beautiful hair. Oh, I got bloody fed up with it, I used to say, and I always used to wear a tan then.
Oh, lovely.
But I used to get fed up with it.
Do you see the difference in me now to Rose?
Yeah.
You know, it's so many years.
Yeah.
She used to look after me when I was born because she was 11, look, see.
What was your mum? Was your mum working?
Yes, my mum always worked.
What did she do?
Yeah.
Well, she only worked in later life, didn't she?
She worked at
the hospital.
No, she worked at the box works for years.
Did she?
Yes, Mum did. I got a photo of her working at the box
works. Where's the box works?
at Portskewet.
Oh, really?
Don't ask me what they done there. I don't know. It was called the Boxworks.
I don't remember that. Mama, the only time I remember Mama is when she went to work up at the St. Lawrence Hospital.
Oh, well, that was later life, wasn't
it? Later, I know.
They was married and all then, divorced.
Were there any other local characters you remember here? Who was that?
Hey?
We used to have big carnivals years ago.
What was it?
Photos of that up in my photo albums.
Chrissy, Ivy's daughter, was on the ones.
Ah, she was from
the car,
girl,
one. She
right?
Used to have carnival queen.
And her dad drove the lorry over onto a field over there.
That's right.
It?
Yeah.
Big
carnivals years ago we used to have.
Yes, I got photos in my other little box of photos, of course, we got hundreds.
I got
now.
Chrissy on the car, there.
And I got them where the people are marching up the street and one thing and another, but of course.
Yeah.
Oh, what,
yeah.
For the carnival?
She was a character, more than one.
She used to do all sorts of things.
What sorts of things?
She was good, Mrs. Dranagan.
Was she Irish?
I don't
name
think
like
so.
That,
I don't
right?
know.
No.
I don't know where she came from.
But if you had any trouble...
Well, I suppose lots of communities would have had somebody like that, wouldn't they, at one time?
Yeah.
And actually they played an important role, didn't they, really?
Yeah.
You know? I suppose every village would have a midwife.
And another one was used to be and lived just down the road. What was her name? I bet you about a dollar that she'd be out sweeping that bloody pavement and by her gate. If she'd swept that pavement once during the day, she'd sweep under there and she'd be sweeping it until somebody come along. And once they did, whoop.
Really?
Talk. But she was always sweeping the pavement out the front. So
who was that? Who was that?
I can't think of her name now. She had a son. She did. But she'd always be out.
Where did she live then?
Just next to, that councillor, as I told you, what was it, come up and got me that house. Where Phyllis Andrews lived.
I know where Phyllis lived up the road. Mr. Walker.
But one of them two houses there, but she was always sweeping them.
Cantles lived on the corner.
Who?
Cantles.
Trevor Cantles.
When he was a kid. Trevor Cantle.
One of them went abroad, didn't they, to live, didn't they?
No, there was only Trevor. Cantle. Oh, no, there was a daughter, wasn't there?
Yes, she went abroad to live.
Yeah.
But
how many people living here now would you say have been here for all their lives? Are they very...
Not a lot. Because there are nearly every houses that have been put up have been people have come from down Wales Way or somewhere. More often not downtown, isn't it?
From the valleys. A lot of people come here from the valleys when the council houses went up to work at Lamworth.
Because I know we keep saying, oh, Christ, when a lot of them nobody knows.
I got
neighbours now. I never see. I know that's rented. They're renting it, but I never see them.
Mm.
I don't even know their names. Mm. That panel in the fence. I'm waiting for him for the landlord to put a new panel in there.
Yeah,
and these two here, I never see them because they're. Both working and two kids have come, grown up all while I've been here.
Really?
But I never see them.
Thinking of this street now, you go all down this street and then cross over and come back up. There's nobody here living here now than when we was kids.
No.
Because they're all young people.
Mm.
The only one here is Miss... John Michael. And he lived on the main road when we was kids. But he lives in this street now.
Yeah, in that big house.
Anybody else in this street, they didn't live here when we were children.
Mm. That's one thing I miss is my friend, she was living next door. And we went everywhere together, holidays and all sorts of things. And night time we'd be sat out under the trees down there with a cup of tea or something. And good old Natter, she was as good as gold, she was, wasn't she, old Floss? Yeah, I mean, she'd do everything. And, but no, you don't see.
I don't see my neighbours.
You don't see anybody.
You don't see
everybody keeps their self, or they're out working, and they don't bother. Mm. They don't.
It's a bit of a shame, doesn't it? It feels a shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever go to church or chapel as children?
Oh, yeah, we used to go to church and chapel.
We went.
Did you?
Yeah, go to chapel 1 week and church the next week.
Whoever
and then we could
friends
go on the
two
outings to Barry.
Didn't we? Whoever we were friends with, we used to go, you know.
Yeah, well, Ivy used to go different to me, you know. When I was a kid, I used to go to chapel 1 week and church the other. And then we could have, that was an outing to go to Barry.
On the train?
On the train, that was, you know, it was an organised fish and chip dinner and 2 shillings in a packet to spend on the fair.
Oh, the thrill
of those 2 shillings, you know.
That was a great thing to go to Barry Island.
To go to Barry for the day. God. So we had 2 trips to Barry because we're going to both places.
What about... Did you ever have spoken to people who've talked about they used to go skating on the Reams in the winter? Did you ever have anything like that?
No.
Can't remember.
No.
Going down
we never had nothing. No, not a big enough piece of... the only ponds we had, and that wasn't big enough to, not to skate on it.
No, not the Reams. No, I shouldn't have thought the Reams was. They weren't that wide, were they?
Eh?
The Reams. You know.
What?
The Reams. They weren't that wide, were
they?
Only wide enough to put a stile over.
We could jump over them, couldn't we?
Yeah, we used to jump over the Reams.
What, with a pole? Or?
No, just run and jump.
Really?
Jump. Your foot went in.
Did you ever fall in?
I can't remember. I probably had some wet feet, I bet.
I can't remember.
Did you ever make boats for the Reams? I've spoken
no.
to people.
No.
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 Shall I turn this off now? That is absolutely fantastic. Oh, my goodness.